This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to get to. Coming up in a little bit, we will give our first thoughts on this matchup Sunday. 425, the San Francisco 49ers are coming in. Shanahan and Saleh and Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey against the Eagles, the 425.
And Bryce Huff.
I was waiting for you to say something. Yeah, Bryce Huff. This better not be the Bryce Huff revenge game. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
What do you mean, why I'm in trouble?
Because I know deep down, you're like.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm not
saying you're rooting for him, but we would get the biggest I told you so done.
No.
Come on. Does anyone believe you? Let's say next Monday.
Nobody gonna believe it.
And he makes a play on Sunday. You won't walk in here with an I told you so?
Oh, I'm not. I wouldn't do that.
Stop.
Especially if we took an L? No. No.
Well, you'd wait till Tuesday.
I wouldn't even know you.
I'd just be like,
yeah, that's an I told you
so. I'll make this face like,
We'll get to the 49ers matchup coming up here. We do have some Phillies news we want to hit later in the show. And a big announcement from Hugh Douglas about his future here at WIP coming up. So we'll get to all that. But it's a Monday after an Eagles game, and we got a big week ahead with a playoff game on Sunday. Let's talk to the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, how you doing?
Well, I could be doing better today, to be honest with you. I was really, really hoping that they would pull that thing out yesterday because I believe that home field advantage is very, very important. Now, they do have it for this coming week, which I think is great. I would have liked to have seen it insured for two games because in checking, I've noticed that the home teams win in the playoffs in recent years over 77% of the time.
Yeah, that is a big deal. And the Eagles yesterday, obviously, Merrill had a chance to get that number two seed with the Lions winning, but they didn't do it. All right, Merrill, let's unpack your thoughts as it went along. So we knew the plan for the week around midweek. Sirianni announced it. So there wasn't a surprise to us when the Eagles' backups went out there and played yesterday. Merrill, did you find yourself, as you were broadcasting the game, and obviously you had an eye on what was happening in Detroit, or excuse me, in Chicago with Detroit, did you find yourself second-guessing what the Eagles did and their approach to Week 18?
Well, I felt initially that they should be just going all out to win that game. But then as Nick explained it, he put a lot of things, a lot of thought into it, a lot of investigation, and he felt that it was better for the team to get the rest and have the guys who had any minor injuries healed and play it that way. And I think they still felt they had a good chance to win the game, which they did. They just didn't play well enough. And you know, we talk a lot about Tanner McKee being a talented young quarterback, but basically he doesn't have a lot of experience, a lot of game experience. And I don't think we should have been expecting any great performances. I thought he did pretty well.
You know, Hugh thought the same thing. I mean, obviously his numbers weren't great. I thought the first couple drives he was good, especially when Devontae was in the game, Merrill. He threw the touchdown to Calcaterra. And then it seemed like the pressure got to him a little bit. I mean, it was a little bit difficult to evaluate what Tanner did because he's playing with all the backups, right? It's not like a normal game.
He is playing with the backups. Yeah. And, and he himself has a lack of real game experience.
He does. Merrill with us here as we discuss the game yesterday and then look ahead to the playoffs. Merrill, if there's one thing from yesterday that my eye just keeps going back to in my mind is every time since he's gotten here, Tank Bigsby has run the football. I have been impressed. And Merrill, we all know Saquon is the guy here, but I would like to see Tank get a few more carries. I just think there's production there out of him, and we know the offense hasn't been great this year. What's your thought on Tank as we head to the postseason, and should he get a few more, you know, opportunities as we go into the biggest games?
Well, of course, you know, your bell cow back is Saquon Barkley. And if you get the kind of blocking that he needs, if he has the holes, if he has daylight, he's going to have big games. But Tank Bigsby is a great change of pace back, and he's explosive. He really hits the hole quickly, and he's got a combination of power and speed.
He does, and he looked really good yesterday. All right, Merrill, let's look ahead. The postseason starts on Saturday, and for the Eagles, we know it starts Sunday at 4:25. What's your first thought when you saw how it all played out? Obviously, the Rams won yesterday, so they move up to number 5. That puts the 49ers at number 6. They're our first opponent. What's your first thought on this game?
Well, I feel good about it. I watched the 49ers on Saturday night, and they look terrible. But they're not. I mean, look at their record. They've been a good team throughout the season, but their defense looked very, very weak. And I think the Eagles, I really am optimistic about the Eagles winning this first game, unless San Francisco gets guys back and they play a totally different game. But really, Seattle annihilated them.
They did. I mean, the game was within 10 points, but it felt like it was bigger than that. I mean, Seattle dominated that football game. Merrill, before we let you go, overall, big picture in the NFC, who do you view as the Eagles' biggest competition to get to the Super Bowl? I mean, we haven't spoken much about Seattle this year, but I'm very impressed when I watched them play. They took apart the Niners on Saturday.
And they did. They did. If you ask the biggest jump that they have to make, it would be Seattle, in Seattle. I mean, the Eagles have struggled there to begin with, and of course, they're the top seed. So it would all go through Seattle, through the Seahawks, and I think that's tough. But we'll see. You know, people tend to say, well, Sam Darnold will return to making the mistakes in the big games. You know, guys do grow, and they do get better over the years, and right now, he is playing at a very high level.
Yeah, and they have a great defense around them, and they run the football. They're a well-put-together football team. We shall see. Maybe we'll see them in a few weeks. Merrill, have a great week. We will talk to you Sunday for the pregame show, and let's go get a win and move on to the playoffs. Thank you, Merrill.
Okay, thank you, Joe. You have a great day.
Have a great day,
there
Merrill.
There he is, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese there, as he's talking about this game on Sunday. He sounds pretty confident. Yeah, I'll tell you, that game Saturday night, I know a lot of people took away that the Niners looked bad and they didn't look good. My takeaway was the Seahawks are really good. I mean,
they look better, right? Because it was a whole lot of talk before that game of Sam Darnold legacy. There was a whole lot of, like, when listening to them talk on television, that was the main topic, you know. And it's not like, you know, it's not a playoff game, but it had playoff feel, and they play well, man. This is not. I think for everybody's sanity, the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions. That's where it stops. Like, realistically, that's where it stops. Because the teams that we're potentially going to play, this is not going to be a cakewalk. You know, and I know everybody talking about, hey, we done this and did. Nah, bro. The way that these teams are looking at us, we're food. Because they're looking at us like we have not reached our potential. Mm. And if you're being realistic as an Eagles fan, we haven't. We haven't. We're a good football team, no question. And this, if we go anywhere, everybody knows it's going to be on the back of this defense. But we have to do everything offensively that we can to help this defense out and not put them in a bad spot every week. That's going to be the biggest test that we're going to face throughout this playoff run, is how much can we potentially help our defense out to keep, number one, keep them fresh and keep them locked in and don't put them in bad spots.
Well, I mean, think about some of the games they've lost this year. It's because the offense has hung the defense out to dry. I mean, it happened in Dallas. It happened with the Broncos. It happened. It almost happened in Buffalo, where we just couldn't move the ball the entire second half, and the defense, you know, gave out at the end. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Did the Eagles make a mistake yesterday in not playing their starters? They dropped to the number 3 seed. Let's talk to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle?
What's
Tyler,
up,
good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Gents, I agree with you both on this topic this morning. got to go to the game yesterday with three good friends of mine, had a great time other than the outcome. Here's my whole thing. The Eagles' sense of urgency in getting the two seed is probably what concerned me the most, because Hugh, you've been beating the drum about 21 points. It seems like since the end of November. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is, in order for this team to get back to the Super Bowl and to make a playoff run, they can't be leaving points on the field. I mean, they had golden opportunities yesterday to get 3 points, and they didn't take the points when Josh Johnson is the quarterback on the opposing side of the ball.
Man, he didn't play about half the teams in the NFL, dog.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
Yeah. So somebody said on the morning show this morning, Josh Johnson had won one game. He doubled his winning percentage in the win column yesterday. So the fact is that you had a golden opportunity. All of us in our section yesterday were excited because they cut to Ashlyn Sullivan's voice doing the plays from other games in between breaks. And everybody was buzzing because the Lions were taking care of the Bears.
Yep.
The Bears looked lethargic and then made it a game, and then Detroit still won. Everything broke the Eagles' way. And the point is that I'm not upset from the standpoint that the Packers now got to play the Bears, because that's a divisional game.
Mm-hmm.
We know how that is, playing a team three times in a season. They know each other. They can get up for that game. I think the problem that a lot of fans have, and I have it barring the outcome of Saturday's games, because we'll know what happens before we play on Sunday. But the problem is that the Eagles had a chance, no matter what, to control their destiny for the two seed because of what had happened. We know how this fan base is about playing home games in January in front of this fan base. They appreciate backing the Eagles because other teams sense that they're on them, that our fan base is on their backs because of how passionate we are about the Eagles. So I think that's where the frustration comes in, because with how efficient Tank Bigsby was running the football, how do you not give it to him?
I know. Tyler, it blew me away. It blew me away. I mean, he was the best off. I mean, obviously, Devontae was out after three catches, right? So when Devontae walked off the field, the best player they had yesterday on the offensive side by far was Tank Bigsby. And instead of handing him the ball more, they kept throwing it behind a makeshift offensive line and receivers that are clearly all backups. It didn't make any sense.
No, it is about playing to your strengths. We love running the football, but we also love, Hugh, before y'all went on break, we had this conversation. It's why I spazzed out so much after the Chargers game. Because if you leave points on the board, that comes back to bite you at the end of the game. And I'm not going to yell and scream and all, because they're the three seed. They're still in a great position to go on a run. Joe, I got your email. But the point is that in order for this Eagles team to go to where they want to go, it's limiting the mistakes, and it's making sure that they don't get in their own way. What's going to affect the Eagles the most going into this postseason is them getting out of their own way and not making the boneheaded mental mistakes in order to win a football game.
Well, if they go out early, Tyler, we appreciate you, buddy. If they go out early, it's because of them. I mean, it's their own fault. I mean, offensively, like when you look at the game this coming Sunday, Hugh, against the Niners, the Eagles are favored. They're better. I think most people are going to expect them to win. If the Eagles play good football, I think they're going to beat the 49ers. But how often have they played consistently good football for four quarters? I mean, not super often. That's why it's probably going to end up being a tight game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's been a minute, and we already saw how inept the offense has been. Hopefully, it's not like that next weekend, but in the second half, offense is lacking.
It's a nice word. Lacking.
Yeah, lacking.
Lacking. Lacking.
I'm trying to be nice, man. Yeah. I'm not trying to. You
know,
on
a Monday.
Super petty.
Yeah, but they lost yesterday.
So you're getting ready. But see, it's a new season. So it's a new season. Hope springs eternal. So we're trying to be as positive and not recklessly speculate.
You already did at 10:30. Well,
I recklessly speculated. I recklessly vaguely.
No, I was
speculating.
Anyone with a half a brain cell could understand what you were saying.
It was vague though. I think I was pretty vague. I did a good job of being vague.
Do you think it was vague, Kyle?
No. I was a little disrespectful to the audience.
I was a little vague.
You thought our brilliant listeners would not pick up on
man,
that?
Man, I was vague. I was so vague.
You were not.
Not that vague.
I was vague. Mm-hmm.
Everyone knew exactly what you were saying.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I was vague. I was pretty vague.
No one believes that.
Yeah, you know what? Sure, bud.
Whatever I say.
If you say so. Let's go to Joe in Bucks County. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's Joe. Up, what's Joe? Up?
I was so disappointed this past weekend. One, I would like to have seen the starters go for the first half. I would like to have seen that get them out, get a lead. But the second point is, I'm so disappointed in them not using Tank more often. We're the only team, and I brought this up about 2 weeks to you guys. I called in. Of all the playoff teams, we are the only team that uses one running back. The only. Every other team has two, maybe three running backs that come in. Now, hey, you, as a defensive player, let me ask you something. Does it make it more challenging when you have two good running backs to set your game plan against them in the upcoming week?
Yes.
So why don't we do that? Why is that a strategy? Even if we don't use them, somehow we got to show that we're going to use them. Let them plan for them. Let them waste time. And then we, I don't know. This coaching staff just blows my mind. I'm just so.
They plan for Tank. They just don't see him as much. It's one of those things. Like, you know, he's the backup running back. You know that. You know he's the guy that they're probably going to go to. You know all of that. It's just that he doesn't get the ball frequently. I think that's the biggest thing.
But he should get it more.
He doesn't get it in free.
He should get it more.
What's interesting to me is when I watched this game, he had, 106 total yards, like 75 rushing, a 31. He's good on the pass, too, by the way. When we played Commodores last time, Barkley had, 175. He had a good game running the ball, but no passing yards. And he was with the first team offense. He did this with the second, third stringers. Bixby.
Yeah, there's real explosion there. I mean, Joe, when he had the run to the right side where he stiff-armed the guy with his left arm, I'm like, that. He's running like a guy that's...
I liked him in pass protection.
If they don't give him the ball a handful of times on Sunday against the Niners, it's crazy.
It just shows me that this staff really doesn't know their assets and how to actually use them all. That's what it shows me anyway. Anyway, guys, hey, listen, thanks for taking my call, and let's go Birds.
Come on, Joe, man. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think... In the spin to this coming week, that's the biggest thing from yesterday. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Give him the football a little bit and let him – he's probably going to make a play or two. He's done it all year. Every time he gets the football, he runs for 6 or 7 yards the whole year. You good over there?
No, I'm just thinking about what you said. I was thinking
mm-hmm. –
I'm trying to figure out why is it the way that – why do they do certain things that they do as far as, well, you know, the vaguely speculating about, you know, whomever. That it makes no sense. Nothing. Everything feels disjointed. There's nothing that complements anything that we do offensively, and that to me, that's football 1-on-1. Especially when you're trying to establish certain things that you want teams to bite on.
Yeah,
like the play action, you know, freezing linebackers, things of that nature. We don't really do a whole lot of that. You know, we go empty backfield with a makeshift offensive line. And say, hey, Tanner, do your thing.
Well, the weird part is we do good things offensively in fits and spurts, right? It's like a quarter here, a drive here. I mean, there have been, I don't know, like 6 or 7 quarters, 7 to 12 drives this year. I'm like, that looked good, right? I think Padula's actually good.
It's been sporadic.
Yes, and then it goes away for full halves at a time. Now, to be fair, yesterday is tough to really take a full read on. Their backups are all out there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how much of it is all the coach's fault versus just not very good players? I don't know. I mean, I don't know the answer. But that's why I think we all looked at it like, why don't you just simplify it and run the football and get the hell out of here with a win? That was working.
The one thing that I look at is complementary plays.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Like certain sets and formations that you disguise from the defense because they look like certain other formations and stuff.
Well, that's what Shanahan does so well.
Yeah,
and McVay,
it's like you're going into a game, and as a defender – Let's say if it's 3rd and 6, whatever, 3rd and 5, whatever. In my mind, that's an either or down.
Right.
Now, normally you would think, okay, that's a passing down, 3rd and 5. But you're in that sweet spot where if you see, say if it's 10 backs, if the backs, one of the backs is offset, as a defender, you have to slow play that a little bit because he could easily sit back there, hold the ball, and hand it off for right. a draw, trying to get everybody to come up the field. And we don't do any of that. We don't, like, it was who I saw somebody yesterday. I was watching and they ran a screen play. And it was a thing of beauty because they got the whole defensive line to come up the field.
Steelers did a bunch of that last night.
And I think it was somebody. I can't remember who it was. But it was a thing of beauty. And the quarterback threw it at the absolute last minute. And I was yelling at the TV like, dawg, you didn't see the screen? You didn't? No, it was the game. It was the Saturday game. It was one of the Saturday. But anyway,
Seahawks,
my point is this. You do stuff like that to try to help, number one, your offensive line out. And your quarterback, you slow the game down. We don't do anything to slow the game down. We go out there and we run plays and people tee off on us.
Well, the weird part about all you're saying is this week, this game, our offense should be the side of the ball that has the advantage. I mean, we all trust Vic Fangio, right? And the Eagles defense is awesome. But we're also going up against Kyle Shanahan and Purdy and McCaffrey. Like, that feels like an even matchup. The Eagles defense might win most of the snaps, but that's... The spot in the game Sunday that we should have the advantage is our offense against their banged up defense.
Yeah, but I feel like
are we going to score points?
I feel like that.
You didn't say yes.
I want to see.
You didn't say yes.
I want to see how, and this is going to be interesting, how they attack the perimeter of our defense. We haven't, to me, and I know it sounds hypocritical as a guy who, and every time I say it, I laugh because as a pass rusher, I'm pointing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Now, the run play.
You have some nerve.
I have such a nerve.
This guy's unbelievable.
Ridiculous. You, on your little high horse with your old ass, out here trying to critique these young Thundercats. But they have given up a lot. To me, they have a protected edge as well. And I would think that if I'm Coach Shanahan with my offense like it is, I would probably attack the perimeter of this defense.
Now they might. I mean, they
because you're not going to – listen, you ain't – with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, you ain't about to hit them. You ain't about to hit them in the middle. You ain't about to do that. But I would definitely try to take advantage of Jalen Phillips' aggressiveness. I'll take advantage of that. And I would probably try to, you know, Jalen. Jalen's having a hell of a year, too, by the way.
He's awesome. I mean, he's gotten so much better than I thought he'd be before the season started. I think he's been the most consistent edge the whole year. Let's grab Mickey in Virginia. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Mickey. What's up?
Just a little sour, but you're right. I mean, in the long run, I do think that resting our starters was the right move, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Right.
We had it all in front of us, and should we have won that game, even resting our starters? I believe so, but it's just the Doofus Brothers Incorporated getting in the way. But, man, I don't know even about San Fran, dude. I just got this ugly feeling on Monday, man. I don't know how to shake it.
Well, Mickey, it's tough to shake on a Monday when the two seed was right there and they blew the game yesterday in a game that was winnable. And Mickey, we appreciate it. I looked it up because someone brought it up. I guess a caller brought it up because it was mentioned in the morning show. It is accurate. You know Josh Johnson, who's been in the NFL since 2009?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he's been almost always a backup, right? So he doesn't get to start very often. But he's been in the NFL since 2009. Yesterday was his second win ever. He had won one football game as a starter in 17 years. And he won yesterday. So should the Eagles have won that game even though they put their backups? Yes! They faced Josh Johnson.
They
17
had
years, one win.
We're sitting in the
17.
We're sitting in the press box, right? And you know, we're watching the live feed of the game. So they pulled up a list of all the teams
that he played for.
I was like, good Google.
The San Diego Fleet of the Alliance of American Football? The Los Angeles Wildcats of the XFL?
No. I was looking, I'm like, what the hell is this? Whose resume is this?
Josh's.
I mean, he's had a blessed career.
Sure, yeah.
In the sense that he's played a long time and he's been able to play for a lot of different teams. I could just imagine what his helmet room looked like.
A lot of helmets.
There were some teams that he was on two teams in 1 year. I think at one point he was on three teams in 1 year or something like that.
It would not surprise me.
But the bottom line is this. You're like, damn, that cat's been all over the place. Yeah. But has had a pretty impressive career as far as the backup quarterback is concerned. Yeah. 17 seasons. It's a long-ass time.
Yeah, shouldn't have lost to him, though, yesterday. That's a joke.
No, all right. He definitely shouldn't be.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles blew it by not going for the two seed yesterday? Back to all your phone calls coming up. Your reaction to the loss and how they played it. Everything about Sirianni, Petullo, McKee. Plus, let's give our initial thoughts. Our first take on the Eagles-Niners matchup Sunday at 425. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Somebody bit our skit this weekend, too.
I saw that. My imitation is a sincerest form of flattery.
I'm just saying, dog. He got a lot of nerve. He ain't sending nobody no angry T-shirts and nothing like that.
Yeah.
He need to be slapped across his lips.
What's his name? Kyle Brandt.
Yeah, he need to
he
be slapped
NFL
across.
He did NFL CBS, did a little spoof yesterday about the Eagles playoff run. They used that song, which, of course, is a big staple of this show. Hugh sings it. You're right. Amika, he could send us a couple angry runs T-shirts in exchange for the bit.
Yeah, he ought to. The nerve, man, up here, like taking our stuff.
Yeah, well, there is no easy way out, regardless of how
no
the playoff
home,
never is. Hugh, regardless of how this bracket played out. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls in a second. But let's get into it. Our first take on the game. Sunday, 425, the Eagles and the 49ers. So the first thing I thought was, it feels like a Sunday 425 game. Eagles, 49ers, Fox, Sunday. That's the right spot for the game. It couldn't have been a Saturday afternoon game. That didn't work. Couldn't have been the Monday night game because it has to be a 4-5 matchup. So before yesterday, I was like, maybe Saturday night, but more likely Sunday afternoon 425. So I think it's the perfect spot for the game. It feels right. It'll be Brady and Burkhardt on the call. It feels like, you know, the kind of spot for the number one Fox team. Hugh, your first thought on the matchup, the Eagles and the 49ers Sunday afternoon.
Ooh, it's going to be a good game. Mm. I think it's going to be a physical confrontation. I think that a lot of us fans, that is, think about the last time 49ers were here?
2 years ago.
Yeah, and they put hands all over us, slapped us all up around the face and hand and the lips. So, yeah, revenge. I feel like people are a little nervous about this game because of the way what they remember from the last one. This is a different 49ers team, but they're still formidable.
They're
no
good.
Question about
they're
it.
Not as talented as they were two years ago. That was the year they went to the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. And they lost to the Chiefs. I don't view them as dominant as they were then. They don't have as many great players as they did then. The part for me that is interesting for this game is I think it's a pretty even matchup. Shanahan and his scheme against Vic Fangio. That part feels pretty even. Like, we have more personnel, but he's going to get some guys open, especially if he could isolate Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, he's a smart coach.
Yeah, he's among the best in terms of offense. So that matchup is a great one. McCaffrey and what they get out of their receivers, and obviously Kittle is a big part of all this, right? Where I think we should have the advantage in this game is the Eagles should score on this 49ers defense. This 49ers defense is put together with duct tape and bubble gum. They're all injured.
Duct tape and bubble
gum. I mean, there's nothing out. I mean, I was watching the game Saturday. I was like, who are these guys? And second, who's their best defensive player? Is it Bryce Huff? It might be.
Yeah, probably.
They don't have enough players on defense. I know you said 21 is our ceiling. We should score 24 points on Sunday against the Niners.
This is where I need to reel you back in just a little bit.
On that defense, we should score 24 points.
No.
I didn't say 42. I said 24.
Come on.
At home, off of a bye, basically? Come on.
No. Listen to me. 21 points.
Nope. If we only get 21, it's going to be a nail-biter in the fourth quarter. I'm telling you.
And we're not going far.
Hey, listen.
No.
They can't put up 21 on this defense.
Listen. As long as they win the game, that's all that matters. 21 points gets you there with this defense. If you help this defense out, I give you 24. I give you 24 points. But this offense, look, what did we just see yesterday against the Commodores?
But there was all backups.
I understand that, but hey, different players, same scenario, same outcome. Because somebody couldn't get out their own way.
Mm.
Like somebody's, I feel, recklessly speculating. Somebody's pride got in the way. I'm going to show you guys, all you guys that did all the mean and hurtful things in my home. I'm going to show you. That's what that was, Justin.
You've really been hard on Petullo this year, I got to say.
No, yesterday, I saw what everybody else saw. Because I've always been of the mindset, it ain't just one thing. And I still don't believe it's just one thing. But when you go into that game under those circumstances, Joe, when the game started, the quarterback was under siege. And you kept throwing the football. What does that say? What does that say to anybody, lineman that's watching?
Yesterday, they treated it like a preseason game. And we're trying to prove a point. Yeah, I mean,
that to me was egregious. Go back and look at the film. I don't know what the tackle was doing. He might as well just gave him a ole and just say, hey, go blow my quarterback's back out. Just go blow his back out. He right there. That's what he did.
Yeah,
go look at it.
I know, it was bad.
And DeRon looking like, he getting ready to do his pass rush. He's like, are you serious? It was like a swinging gate. And he just opened up like it was. He was so scot-free to the quarterback. He thought it was a joke until he got there. It was just bad. It was bad.
I know there's not many games, Kyle. We went into this year feeling good about the offense, and we got to see how they play. But they should play. The 49ers defense, I'm looking at some of the box score numbers from Saturday. The Seahawks ran 39 times for 180 yards, and they were 20 of 26 passing. And if they didn't get stopped inside the five and have a couple missed field goals, they would have put up 20-something.
Yeah, just like early initial take on the Niners thing. I'm guaranteeing an Eagles win.
Ah, see, there we go.
We're not losing the 49ers.
Well, I can't get there on a Monday.
I'm already there, buddy.
I can't get there on a Monday.
I have no respect for their defense whatsoever, and we just saw what their offense looked like against an actual.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Real big boy defense. I mean, they could, the 42 points against the Bears is cute, but the Bears have a fake good defense. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have a real good defense, just like Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I think that result that we just saw is probably closer to the result that we get on Sunday.
Yeah, so guarantee is strong. I can't get there on a Monday, but I do think the Eagles should win this game. And I think their offense should, again, they should score 24 points on Sunday. I'm not asking for the sun, the moon, and the stars. 24 points against a defense that really is all backups. There's no Fred Warner. There's no Nick Bosa. They've lost players all season long. This is a game the offense should play well. They have a week off. They're rested. The offensive line is rested. The Eagles offense better put some points up on the board. And I know we trust Vic Fangio. I just don't go into I can't go into a game against Kyle Shanahan's offense and just expect him to hold him to like 10. Like, they might get to 17. So we got to get to above 20. Otherwise, we're going to be biting our nails, you know, in the fourth quarter of that game. 215-592-9494. A couple things with injuries to watch as the week goes on. We'll keep an eye on it. Trent Williams did not play Saturday. Their great left tackle with the hamstring injury.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
If he don't play, that could work in our favor.
Yeah, I think they're cooked if he doesn't play.
A long time, too, man.
If Trent Williams is ruled out, I'll be with Kyle. I think the Eagles defense will smash them without Trent Williams. If he's in there, obviously he's great, and it makes the Eagles defensive job harder. Ricky Pearsall, their wide receiver, also missed the game Saturday. We'll see if he's back. So they could be getting some good offensive players back. I think the Eagles are going to win. I think it's going to be close and uncomfortable because that's the way they typically are when the Eagles play good teams. But the offense better hold up their end of the bargain. This is not a good 49ers defense, and they're all banged up. Let's go to Nate in Georgia, who's up on WIP. Hey, Nate.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Nate?
Hey, so I am okay with us sitting the guys like we did. I'm nowhere near as confident as Kyle going into this game.
Yeah, that feels like a lot, the guarantee. Feels like a lot.
It's not.
Every time this season we've said, oh, we're going up against a bad running team or a bad defense of this. Petullo, and it's Petullo, does not run a game plan to go against what that the other team is doing. We completely, if it's a bad run team, we pass 40 times. If it's a good passing defense, we run it 30 times. It is strictly Petullo that is going to keep this team from winning on Sunday?
Well, he's going to play a part in it if they lose. But, Nate, they also have to play well. The players have to play well. Like, yesterday, I agree, was more about the coaching because it was the backups. But when the starters are back in there, they got to make plays. I mean, there will be plays there for Jalen and the receivers to make on Sunday. They got to make them.
That's true. And just last comment, and one thing I would love to see is some of these great Philadelphia reporters go in this week and ask Petullo, were you just throwing the ball to throw the ball?
Well, are you referencing the joke last week, like what you're saying from last week when he said sometimes we just run the ball just to run the ball?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like to me.
Yeah, Nate, I agree. Yesterday, and a good phone call, yesterday felt like they weren't really planning to just try to win the game. They just were like rolling guys out there and
see what happened.
It felt like preseason, and maybe they couldn't change their approach on the fly. I don't know. It just felt like a preseason game the way they called the game.
I mean, they told you that they were comfortable with losing the game by making the decision to rest the starters. It's that simple to me.
But they also could have won the game doing it.
I understand that, but like I don't think it's worthwhile getting worked up about the little details of the game as to what went wrong here and there. Like, they told you they don't care about the game.
That
was where the decision was made.
You're right on that. They acted like it. They acted like it before the game, and they acted like it during the game. I'm parsing it, obviously. I was okay with the first decision because I have to prioritize keeping the guys healthy. But they also could have won the game if they coached it differently. Ed in Galloway's up. What's up, Ed?
Hello?
Hello, Ed.
No, my name is Teddy.
You know what?
Same thing.
I like Teddy better. What's up, Teddy?
I like Ed.
Right, you can call me Theo if you want. I'm actually a Theodore. But anyway.
All right. Ed.
Happy New Year and good morning. And is it too late to comment on the first of all, I think they made the right decision not starting the starters.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to that if you give me a moment. But is it too late to talk about the Buffalo game?
What do you want to say?
Like, you mean the one the Eagles just played 2 weeks ago? No, go for it.
Yes. Okay. In regard to the quarterback, I think, you know, obviously he played pretty good first half and a woeful second half. But I think he got beat up a little bit because considering where they were playing at, you know, very, you know, a hard stadium, the weather, and the second half, they were totally soaking wet. And finally, you know, Buffalo's a good team. I mean, you know, so why was he getting so beat up on that?
You mean Jalen beat up for the 0-for-7 in the second half? That's what you're referencing?
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't complete a pass in the second half. What do you want people to say?
Well, okay, well, I understand that, but all right, that's your thought. I'll let it go with that.
But it's not my thought. It's what happened,
yeah,
right? They didn't complete a thought in the second. All right, go ahead. I mean, you're right that the weather factored in. They didn't have many plays in the second half. All those kind of things. It's just, I think you know what happened. I mean, like if the quarterback completes zero passes in the second half, it's going to be a talking point.
Absolutely, I agree.
Okay,
I agree with that. I agree. Okay, my other comment was. Do you think ultimately playing San Fran is going to be that terrible? They are playing at home, correct?
They are playing at home. No, I don't think it's going to be terrible. I also don't think it's going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be an easy game.
No. Okay, well, who would they have played otherwise if they did get the second seed?
They would have played the Packers.
I'm asking you guys, would the Packers have been an easier route?
I think so, yeah. I mean, mostly because, and a good phone call, because the Packers are losing players left and right. And I just think since Parsons went down, their defense stinks.
They ain't the same.
Yeah,
I mean, you take your chance against a team that, like, they're wounded. They're banged up pretty good.
But to his point, is there that much of a difference between the Packers and the 49ers? Not that much. I think the 49ers are better, but I don't know if it's huge.
No, I'm with you on that one. No, I don't think so.
I mean, again, if you gave me my choice, just right now, Joe, you could play the Packers next week or the Niners, I would play the Packers. I just think without Parsons, their defense isn't very good. And the last time the Packers played well was, I don't know, a month ago. At least the 49ers. I mean, the 49ers were on a 6-game winning streak before they lost the Seahawks on Saturday. And I think that was more about the Seahawks being that good than the Niners just not being that good. The Niners are good. I mean, they're going to come in here and have a shot to win the game. The Eagles are going to have to play good football. And again, I think this game is more on the offense. The Eagles' offense has to show up on Sunday.
They do. 21 points.
24.
Okay, I'll give you 24. But that's it.
Okay.
This is not – I don't – I understand it's the playoffs, and a lot of times the players say it, and I've said it, you know, hey, it's a different game. It is a different game. But to sit here and think that because it's a new season that you're just going to automatically wake up and do things differently.
That's right. That's what this week's about. That's exactly right, Hugh.
Yeah, that's the same cast that gave up on their New Year's resolution today.
No. It's only the fifth. No, my New Year's resolution is the Eagles' offense will be better.
It's the same thing. Hey.
Hold on. You can make a resolution on behalf of somebody else?
Yes. Okay. I'm doing it.
My New Year's resolution is that Hugh drops the defense as a luxury dick.
What are you talking about?
Well, he got roasted yesterday.
I did not get roasted. Well, you should. I dropped the hammer. I dropped
honorary,
the hammer.
Yeah, I'm sure honorary Captain John Booty.
John Booty.
Oh, really? Did he cook
I dropped
you?
The mic on.
You
no, got cooked. Come well, on, man, I didn't get cooked. Mm-hmm. John Booty had a nice jacket on, though.
He did, yeah.
He had a nice Eagles jacket.
You got cooked by Ike, got cooked by John Booty.
No, Ike was on one yesterday. Ike going to mess around. He ain't going to be my defensive. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
Can you stop?
Okay, yeah.
Dump that.
Dump it. Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Hugh, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up?
What's going on?
First of all, everybody that was hollering for Tanner McKee, shut up! The guy looked like he was scared. He couldn't handle pressure. At the time in that game, he missed open players. They should have easily won that game yesterday. And I don't know why we didn't use Tank Bigsby. He was getting 6-7 yards a pop. And to me, I don't know if they have something against this guy. But to me, if they don't use this guy in this playoff game, and because when we had Gainwell, they used to let Gainwell get some burn.
Know.
A lot of burn.
By the way, Terrence, Kenny Gainwell might have been the best skill player on a Steelers team that just won their division. Kenny Gainwell was awesome this season. I always liked him, and I'm happy for him playing well. But you're right. Kenny Gainwell used to get a full series every now and then. Give Tank a full series.
So I don't know what's the problem with Bigsby, why he can't get this burn. But look, guys, I want to see Nick Sirianni and Petullo's office this week. And he needs to tell Petullo, we need your best stuff, buddy. Because a lot of times, I don't want to see Petullo, a lot of times he gives up on the series, and it could be 3rd and 8, a 3rd and 9, and he'll just go to a draw play, a handoff, and give up on the series and say, go ahead, concede to the defense, go ahead, defense, bail us out. I don't want to see that this playoff run. I do not want to see it. Now, rushing the players, was it a big mistake? No, not too much of a big mistake because you still got to play the damn games. Now, we did see other teams rushing their players, but at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and you got to play your ass off and you got to play the game wherever you're playing at. Now, my thing is, the week before that, we saw Sirianni hollering at Bills fans, mm-hmm. hollering in the tunnel. I do not want to see none of that in the playoffs. I want to see you come out here with your best performances. I want to see you get this offense on track because we know the defense is going to be there, guys. And to me, we still never know because the Panthers, they already beat the Rams already. Seattle, I still don't trust Sam Darnold. Cause so right now, do home field really matters right now? No, because it's NFC, you don't know which one of these teams are going to show up. These guys have all lost to bad teams. And right now, guys, to me, The Super Bowl lies in Kevin Petullo's hands. Is he going to go out there and get a weak stomach and throw up his mom's spaghetti during these playoffs? Because he's going to be facing some good defenses, guys. He got Kevin, Salah this week coming up. So he's going to be facing some veteran coordinators and some big-time defenses. So to me, this offense run, Elijah Petullo, is he going to run Jalen Moore? Is he going to open his offense up? I mean Sirianni in his offense this week, and they need Kevin Petullo to open up the damn offense and run Jalen Hurts more.
Terrence, good phone call. So he puts it all on Petullo. I mean, let's not forget because he didn't play yesterday. I mean, it's going to be on Jalen Hurts to play well. I mean, the Petullo thing is the Petullo thing.
It's a little bit everything, man. But Jalen has to come out there and he has to do his thing. He has to. Because we've seen this, you know, we've seen Kevin Petullo yesterday and you know, his arrogance when running offense. So, yeah, that is not me.
It's not you.
That was easily you.
That's not me.
It's your watch. It's your watch.
My watch talking to me?
Mm.
Oh, what a surprise.
New year, new Hugh.
No regrets. yeah, the 21 points, 24 points, 24 points. 24 points.
You went up by three since like 20 minutes ago.
Well, because I gave it to Joe.
That's a big deal.
Joe, I gave it to Joe because that's what Joe wanted.
So okay. Oh, well, that's good.
Well, I'm just, if we're only at 21 on Sunday, the game is probably uncomfortably close with 2 minutes to go.
It's going
to
be. Let's get used to being uncomfortable. No,
but, okay, but let's say the Niners are at...
Let's get used to this.
Okay, but let's say the Niners are at 13. 21 means it's a one-score game. 24 means the game is over with a few minutes.
Well, you
got
to do what you got to do.
Well, I need 24 on Sunday.
Well, I'm saying if you're putting the defense in the position that they need to be in or the position that they can be successful in, then 21 points should suffice.
The whole playoffs?
The whole
playoffs. No, not the every game?
Well, I would say
you
probably the NFC Championship game, you're going to need a little bit more in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But hopefully by that time we're playing
so half
a lot
the games.
Two out of the four.
Hey, Kyle.
We went from all the playoffs to just half
Kyle,
the games.
I'm trying to work with y'all.
Two wins.
Because I already know how this is gonna play out, but I'm trying to work
what
with y'all.
What do you mean how it's gonna play out?
Don't try to work with us. Fight us.
I got vision. I know how this is gonna play out.
Two former defensive players yesterday said you didn't have vision.
17.
But that's what the score but that's be. Uncomfortably close.
Okay, yeah. But we won. Like we're still gonna storm the streets of Philadelphia, and we're still gonna talk and we're gonna talk bad about a Monday. But that Sunday night, oh, we gonna party. We partying Sunday night.
Well, yeah, I mean it's playoff.
But then we're gonna
it's
talk bad. We're gonna talk bad about
party
it
Sunday. Monday. Yell about it Monday.
Yeah, that's
gonna,
how
we
do
and
it.
Then we're gonna get ready for that next line. Who next? We're gonna be like, who's next? Where we going?
We going to Chicago.
We're going to the Shy. Hold now on. that one we're gonna be
with San Francisco.
Then, did you write that one? Gonna be a little nervous if we go to Shy.
You worry about the Bears.
Didn't they beat us up last time?
They did. Well, not to worry about the Bears.
I mean, all up around the face and hands.
Not to worry about the Bears.
Okay. I mean, I'm with you, but I mean, they
Bears
did.
Bears are fake good.
They did. They did beat our ass, though.
Yeah, like, we had a bad day that day.
Did they beat our ass?
Well, they kind of
what do you call it?
It was, what, it was 10-9 by the fourth quarter?
They did run the ball down their throat.
They did.
Yeah. They, but they, like, controlled
they
the clock.
Beat them up.
It was methodical. Did. It was a methodical ass whooping. I don't know. You don't buy that.
I like the path.
You don't like Niners don't like the methodical
ass Niners and Bears to the title game. I like that path. Let the Rams and Seahawks beat each other up on the other side of the bracket. Charlie is up on WIP. What's up, Charlie?
Oh man, this is sick, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, appreciate it, Charlie. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it started when I heard Merrill yesterday. I was driving a friend to the train station, so I had to listen in for a little bit. And Merrill was like, if you know, this is where we're going to see if Tanner McKee can come up in big games. And so obviously I'm going to, like, the worst place here, but, like, if for some stretch of some sad imagination Jalen Hurts goes down in the playoffs, man, Tanner McKee did not look good in a big spot yesterday. And I don't know, it's just like going back to 2017, Nick Foles was the man as a backup. And I just don't really trust Tanner McKee to be a good backup if for some reason we lose Jalen.
All right, so a couple things. I know Hugh's got something to say on this.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Well, you do. You do.
I'm going to let him have it.
So, Charlie, he's not Nick, right? He's not Nick Foles. At that point, you know, Nick had a season where he was a starter and a Pro Bowler in 27-2. I mean, Tanner's not Nick, so I wouldn't expect that either. I will say, though, yesterday, he was playing with all the backups, right? If he had to come into a game with AJ, and I mean, he looked pretty good throwing at Devontae early before they took Devontae out. If he had to come in, I think he'd be much better with the full offensive line, with Saquon, you know, with the two receivers the tight end. But, yeah, I mean, he didn't play great yesterday. We all saw that.
I agree. It was just one of those things where you see him, this might be the first time he's ever had to play for anything in the NFL. You can see it. And it was just, you know, he sort of looked, I don't want to call him scared. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback, and he sits in a QB room with Jalen Hurts, so. You hold him to a
it's
high
okay.
standard.
It's okay to say he was scared. You get hit from behind by a 350-pound lineman. You'll be afraid to. So it's cool. It's cool to say that.
Yeah.
And it's also but here's the thing, for me, he was under siege the whole game. I don't know anybody that has been an armchair quarterback or quarterback for that matter that could concentrate and do their job knowing that you have a swinging gate that's protecting your backside. Because who was that over there, Fred Johnson? That's who that was.
Well, and Pryor was on the other side for a little bit.
That's what I saw. And listen, I'm not trying to sway anybody's feelings on how they feel Tanner McKee played. But as a defender, when I'm watching that game and I see Deron Payne line up at the defensive end spot and runs freely to the quarterback as a 350-pound defensive tackle, that is not comforting to anybody.
Yeah, not at all.
It's not. You sit your ass back there and with your back turned and waiting for somebody to just blow your back out.
Yeah, it was
that sounded that, crazy.
That did sound crazy. Said it twice too. Charlie, good phone call, man. We appreciate you.
Not knowing when you're going to get a backyotomy. Like, yeah. You just sitting there and you hear Deron Payne breathing, and but you got to deliver the football. It was a couple times. That's what I saw. And as a guy who used to chase quarterbacks, I used to do stuff like, I know you hear me breathing. I'm about to, you know, blow your back out.
Said it again.
What I'm saying. But no, that's the type of trash that you talk when you're out there. You be like, hey, man, it's only a matter of time before I put these hands on you. It's only a matter of time.
You're going to blow his back out.
Blow your whole entire back out.
I would tap out of the game right there. I'm out. See you guys. All right. 215-592-9494. We're talking about the decision to set the starters yesterday. Did the Eagles make a mistake? Did Nick Sirianni make a mistake yesterday? I don't think so. I supported the decision last week. They go into the playoffs healthy. That's more important to me than the 2-seed versus the 3-seed. Well, one key starter, though, did play yesterday. We'll get more into that next. And what the heck was that about? Especially when you think about what they did last year. That's next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.